podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
So there's a guy who's decided, he thinks that he's one of those people who says you can sell almost anything and people are going to buy it. And he actually has done this before. He had this thing with where he was promoting that you drink coffee with butter in it because it helps you live longer.
I remember that.
Do you? But see, the trick was you had to buy his coffee because it was this expensive kind of special toxin-free beaned coffee.
Wow.
Sure it was.
Blah, blah, blah. And he did pretty well. So now he's back with his new bulletproof diet plan, and he is selling fat-infused water.
How does it make you lose weight?
Fat-infused.
Is it good fat, though?
That's just
Is
it,
that what
Jeremy.
It is? It's the good fats, Emily.
It's like coconut oil and stuff that is infused into the water, and his fat water, he calls it, says that it makes your cells more receptive to water, so you will rehydrate quicker. And right now it's only available in Los Angeles, but he expects it
of
to spread.
Of course it's only so available
swanky.
In LA.
And he expects it to spread across the nation.
Right.
Like a disease.
Like your fat infused genes.
That sounds horrible.
16-ounce bottle for $5.
Sounds thick. Like you'd be drinking maple syrup.
So I needed to talk about what Emily was doing. Was it this past weekend with the firefighters?
Yeah, that's Saturday.
So apparently Emily is really, really tight now with the firefighters here in the metro area. And she's like one of the go-to MCs and hostesses for their events. And they get on stage and they strut around and they got no shirt on and they're all oiled up and everything.
And then I chase after them and wiggle my fingers and say, let me touch you.
She does exactly like that. So she shows me a picture and there's Emily on stage. By the way, you looked absolutely delightful.
Thank
the shorts
you.
Were a little short.
It
though.
Was a shorty romper. I wanted romper. To look sexy
little
for the
little short.
It was the romper.
I'd like to know what your dad thought about that outfit.
he was the fireman
like,
behind me.
He picked
me.
It out. Is that what you're going to say?
Yes. Hey, honey, you look really good in this.
Wear this tonight.
Oh, some people don't
creeps.
Like me to joke about
Come
that
on.
Either.
That's
her father.
That's her
father.
You should stop that. But anywho's.
Anyway, so Emily shows me this photo, and she's on stage in her little romper, and there's, I think, five firefighters up there. And what I pointed out, and it was not disparaging at all. They're great guys. They all look great. But I just pointed out, I say, wow, that one guy is significantly older.
Mm-hmm.
And the others, you got all these 20-something bucks up there with her. And then there's a guy who, quite honestly, looks like a grandfather, but in great shape, and he looked good.
Looked like
he's
a rock.
Like, and I said, wow, that's interesting. And then I turned to Jeremy.
Yeah.
Because, well, no, Jeremy's in great shape. But I turned to Jeremy and I was like, you know, you've always talked about how your dad was a fire chief. He wasn't just a fireman. He was the freaking fire chief.
I know. I had a total in.
And he used to slide down the pole all the time.
Yeah.
And, you know, his dad, kind of like my dad wanted me to follow in his footsteps and join the Air Force. That's what my dad wanted. Jeremy's dad thought and suggested to him a few times, son, you should go be a firefighter.
Yeah, he did.
You'd be like a legacy.
I kind of would. And it's kind of a somewhat of a jokey thing I say around here
it's
a lot.
It's my favorite drinking game. Every time Jeremy says this, shots!
Yeah, it's like, you know, when crap goes down here at the station or we don't disagree with management or whatever. My motto always is, well, should have been a firefighter. Drink. And I say that probably like 10 times a week.
At least. Yeah. At least.
And so I asked him yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, let's talk about this. You're 35 years old. You're about to be 36.
I know. It's sneaking up quick.
Which is really strange.
In a couple months.
Jeremy started working here when he was 24.
Yeah, 23, 24.
So I've worked with Jeremy since he was 24, and I'm trying to imagine him now approaching 40, which is
I sounded like that.
Really strange.
I know.
But at 36,
my
question was, is it too late for you to become a firefighter?
And I don't know the answer fully to that. Like, I've talked about this with my parents, and my dad, and
your dad was the fire chief. He should know.
And he says, no, it's not too late for you to do it. But man, I don't know if I could. I mean, 36, I'd have to take a good year to
workout,
get in shape, yeah. and really, you no know, joke. Get my body ready. And there's some classes that I'd have to take. And
so what?
I would be pushing 40, you know, going in with they these young
want, they,
bucks.
They might want that, though.
So
do they?
I love stories of people who say, you know, later in life, boom, they're like, I'm going to chase my dreams. I've been mm-hmm. wasting my time.
Ain't
and
it
they,
the truth?
They flip the switch. My girlfriend said this to me once. And so if you really want to be a fireman, I love this.
Okay.
Because she said she wanted to go to medical school to go be a doctor. And I said, are you effing kidding me? And she said, well, I'm gonna be 40 anyway. I might as well be 40 and a doctor.
Right.
You're gonna be 40 anyway. You might as well be 40 and firefighter.
Getting in that big red truck.
And you know what they say, Jeremy? Follow your dreams. Follow your dreams. The problem is, you could
it's not a dream, though.
You could be, wouldn't it be funny if you were a firefighter and then in one of those events that Emily was hosting?
Oh, God.
And then I thought about that again. I thought, Jeremy couldn't be in that event because in those events, you're required to remove your shirt.
Your
correct,
shirt
sir.
Good,
and I don't
good.
Do that. I do not take
yeah,
your shirt off.
Jeremy, don't ruin that for me, Jeremy. Don't ruin
I'm
that.
I'm going to get all up in your kitchen, Em.
If you've never listened to our show before, Jeremy will not go to a pool because he will not take a shirt off ever.
It's because he has an
public.
Extra nipple.
Well, it's the third nipple,
he
and
wears
I just think
a t-shirt
it's like,
in the shower.
I know. I just so. Shut up. Let's not be crazy now. But I don't know. I might. I don't know if I should dip my toe into that water or not.
Mm-hmm. It's be a lot the of work. Wacky firefighter.
Oh, really?
Wait. Yes.
Like
wacky,
when you're given CPR, you what, have a clown nose on or something?
Stick a flower in their ear or something.
Their ear?
What? You're giving them CPR. It can't be around their mouth.
Okay.
You can't stick it up their nose or anything.
Planted right there in the butt. Why not?
So there we go. It's settled.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.